Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Up two or three times last night. It was getting crunk over in Louisville, and hopefully your team of choice, whatever it is you follow, won last night. If you guys played last night, of course, I know we had the Allen and Prosper game that went down to the wire today. Got a little play-by-play from the boys during G-Bag Nation today. Shout out to Allen with the one-point victory, one of the better games, if not the game here in the DFW, Thursday, Friday, Saturday slate of games. Week 9 of the high school football season, as much as it's hard to believe that we're already that far along into the Texas high school football season. But we're also into week 8 of the NFL season, correct? 3-4, what are we, 3-3-1? Your Dallas Cowboys as they travel to Denver, Colorado. And, of course, Denver, Colorado, a very special place in the heart of one Mr. Blake Elliott. One of his first viral moments here on 105 Through the Fan had to do with Denver and Colorado.
Oh, I don't know where that cut is. I haven't heard that cut in forever, and I feel like this is the perfect week to be playing.
You know what? Strangely enough, we just now brought it up for the first time this entire week.
That's how long I've been here. I'm an old head. That was like, I think I've told this story on air. But
go ahead and tell it one more time.
No, that was just the first time that someone outside of the fan mentioned me, because my mom and my grandma were at a Rangers game and someone met them in line and said, I know your son, somehow in conversation. Yeah. And my mom asked how, and they said Denver, Colorado.
Mm. So the legend was born that day. Go ahead and turn your microphone on and say that.
One more legend time. Was born, I guess. Sorry, I'm trying to get the
way. Go. There we go. And, of course, we've got the Mavericks. They're on tonight. We're excited about that. You should be, too, as they play the Washington Wizards. And, of course, the biggest question mark that we all have for this Dallas Maverick team tonight is, for the love of God, A, the Wizards don't have anybody even on the same planet as a Wembanyama, so we don't have to worry about that. And I think the second thing is, Jason Kidd's already made it pretty clear that he's going to start Cooper Flagg again at the point guard. And so all we can ask for is please, please, please look at least a little more comfortable in your own skin tonight from an offensive standpoint, more importantly, from a Cooper Flagg standpoint. So we got a lot to get to tonight. Fred Davis, Blake Elliott, the one, the only, Trevor the Creator, a.k.a. Trevor Beck, a.k.a. Why won't the Stars win a game? Maybe that's the better question we need to ask, because ever since, think about this, Blake Elliott, ever since
bunch of losses,
we talked about Samba Chick, they've lost 4 straight.
And I don't think that's a coincidence.
It's absolutely not.
Shout out to Trevor Beck for ruining the Stars season.
Wow.
Let's go ahead and clap it up for that. Stars are on the way to a Stanley Cup. Trevor had to get a little excited at a Stars game, and now we'll never win another game. So when you look back, just blame Trevor Beck.
It's time to end the curse. It's time to end the curse. Trevor, what do you have to say for yourself?
Well, so first off, my thing is, how do we end the curse Like, what do I need to do? What do I what
think,
job
I think,
do
I think you know what you need to do.
What do we, I mean, is it just asking or do we drop it? Which one?
I think you know what you need to do.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I'll do my best.
I know you will.
But again, like I said before, I think the smell through, I think my pheromones, I didn't get any eye contact Tuesday. I think the
Well,
the
you were
sense,
also wearing Aspen cologne.
It wasn't Aspen. I told you it wasn't
what
Aspen.
What were you wearing?
Omelette de fromage. I don't know what it was called.
The what? The what?
English?
Well, that's a Dexter's Laboratory joke. I don't know if anybody caught that.
So we're making jokes about our cologne.
Yeah. So you're wondering why old girl didn't look in your direction when you can't eat. You don't even know what you smelled like.
I thought I smelled good. I don't care what anybody says.
I'm sure it was quite rustic.
It was. Well, y'all couldn't even smell it, obviously.
No, we couldn't.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
So that's
but friends
sorry,
are not going to read out
your cologne. Yeah. That's fair.
I'm not going to say, hey, your smell is permeating through the room and you're going to kill it and lie to you and set you up for failure. I'm going to say, hey, we didn't smell it. Let's go get you something better. Friends do.
But again, I'm playing off the pheromone card. That's what I'm going with.
Well, I'm playing off the you're going to have to do something different next time you see her card, because obviously the last time you saw her, it went nowhere.
I'll do my best.
Okay, so
that's all I can tell you. Play
a little hard to get. I don't know.
I'm playing real hard to get. If she's not even looking at me, I'm playing real hard to get.
How many times have you seen her since the last time we talked?
I don't know. I didn't go Thursday. I didn't go last night because of unforeseen circumstances.
Sure.
But yeah,
how is Gramps? He okay?
He's doing all right. We're surviving. We put down our dog, so it's okay. Kind of
R.I.P. What was his name?
Soda.
Soda.
Yeah.
Like soda weight loss.
S-O-D-A.
S-O-D-A. S-O-D-A. What kind of dog was it?
A Boston Terrier.
Soda. R.I.P. I'm guessing somebody liked soda in the family, and thus Soda's name was born.
The old man he was supposed to be my dog, so I named him that.
Okay.
And then
you like soda.
And my grandpa.
I'm just skipping over that part. He doesn't.
Listen, I know it's a weird name. I like to name my dogs weird names.
No, we're asking what the origin. Yeah, what's the?
Because I thought it was funny.
Okay.
I don't want to add. I want to name my dog Kevin or something like that. Like,
my bad, Kevin.
Why is Kevin catching strays tonight?
That wasn't.
By the way, Khaki is looking for people to help him move this weekend too. So if you're in the Fort Worth area and see Khaki,
just show up to his house.
Just show up. We'll put the address out. I'm pretty sure we know the apartment complex. We'll put that out here before the show's over, so that way you
gate
can just randomly
well.
Gate code the entire. I mean, just look for the U-Haul that's there. Okay, just look for the U-Haul and Khaki Kevin. You can't miss him. Okay, I'll be wearing a khaki Texas Rangers hat. All right, so we got some Jerry Jones audio from earlier in the day today. We got some shoddy audio from earlier in the day today as well, and of course, maybe the biggest news. Maybe I don't want to say it's not the biggest news necessarily, but the mystery behind Trayvon Diggs and what the hell's going on with that situation continues to grow. Because now we found out today, and I don't know if you guys listen to Nick Harris, Fort Worth Star Telegram, he was on with G-Bag Nation. I strongly encourage all of you guys to check that out. It was a damn good interview. And of course, give our guy Nick a follow on the socials if you don't already. So apparently, and I don't know if it was, bottom line was, he showed up to the facility with a mark on his head. Trayvon Diggs did. All right. And so that's when they sent him home.
Initially, the first time?
Very first time. On Friday, he showed up last week with a mark on his head. Now, what is a mark? It could be any number of things.
Yep.
Okay. It could be any number of things. But clearly, there was, again, we've kept hearing where there's smoke, there's fire. This was something went down in Casa de Diggs. I think we can all agree on that. Of course, he's not playing this weekend, all right? They're talking about maybe he's going to go on the IR, for crying out loud, all right?
Went from last second ruled out to might be on the IR.
To now he might be on the IR, all right? And apparently when he was in when he was at the facility either Tuesday or Wednesday and he was in the locker room, was wearing a ski mask, so you couldn't see anything but his eyes. Okay, so, I mean, what are we doing? What the hell are we doing right now?
Now, do you think this is the Cowboys? I'm going to put you on IR because of disciplinary actions and we don't want you part of the team right now? Or Diggs is actually that hurt and he's going to go on IR? What's your speculatory?
Oh, no. This is the Cowboys saying to themselves. I mean, look, Jerry said this the other day. Kevin Hegland asked him just an excellent question the other day when he was on with KNC. And he was asked, with Revell and I can't remember, there was Overshown. about how he's ahead of schedule. And is this normal? And are, do you, you know, is this, you know, and he kind of, and he phrased it perfectly about, you know, and it was obviously with the, not necessarily a shot at Diggs, but kind of a, you know, leaning towards Diggs. Is this kind of what you expect from work?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With, you know, being with the trainers, at, you know, with the Cowboys. And Jerry said, look, when you have successful rehab, he said 99.9% of the time, it's because the guy worked out with the trainers, with the team, and that's why it went down as smoothly as it did. All right, which was clearly a shot at Trayvon Diggs. Clearly. Okay.
And they have no problem taking how you rehab shots.
Oh, they will do that. Well, and rightfully so. Yeah.
I mean, it is your business when you think about it. It's like your company, your trainers.
Oh, it's absolutely
so
your business.
When people go outside the company, you're like, you hope it goes well. Obviously, you don't want it to go bad.
I mean,
you want this player to be healthy.
About it. I mean, the only example, I mean, I'll just, I don't know how accurate of an example this would be, but, you know, like if one of us was having, if we were signed to a contract here at the Fan, we've got laryngitis issues, Odyssey's like, no, we want you to look at our doctor. Ah, you know what? I'm going to go see mine. And then you're off the air for 6 months because you're like, well, my voice just didn't come back yet.
Yeah.
Well, you're not talking to our doctor. Yeah. Well, you know, it is what it is.
That was a good example.
I try. Look, it's
877-811-1053. Was that a good example?
Did you guys buy that example? I know that Wooly Bully has been talking about that, you know, this guy is not long for this team.
Seems to be the overwhelming sentiment.
I mean, really, the only thing you could argue with, because I don't think there's any, I mean, I have zero pushback on that, is that what little you were going to get to begin with.
And now if you're just going to put him on the IR, how is that
Well, or
help?
Is that just, again, I think it, I think.
Because he's not an unrestricted free agent after this year. He has no more guaranteed money.
He's got no more guaranteed money.
But he's not just, you can't do anything and he just walks. So you'd have to cut him or trade him.
No, you definitely want you definitely want something out of it. Right.
I think so. This is an all-pro corner, all-pro Pro Bowl corner at one point. Like this isn't some point. Yeah, and you're hoping
I don't think he's ever. Look,
but it helps if you put together a couple of good games on tape and go, hey, he was coming back from injury. This is the guy. Buy low and send us a fourth, and he's yours. I don't know.
I just think you're at the point with Trayvon. I mean, he showed up to the facility with the ski mask on.
I love it. What brand do we think it was? Like, you know, the Nike ski mask is the popular one. Are we thinking it was like a cloth ski mask? You know what I'm talking about? Like the old school bank robber ones? I think it was kind of like,
What are they called? Shiesties?
That's what I'm talking about. The Nike
I mean, that's what I think it probably was.
Like,
you know,
the real skin tight one?
Yeah, because you see George Pickens wearing one.
So we don't think it was the cloth old school bank robber, like Halloween costume
mask. Definitely wasn't, because that's okay. It was definitely a shiesty, if memory serves, for the simple reason that with the ski mask, you can see your mouth.
Correct.
Okay.
I mean, it depends, but usually.
No, with an old school, with an old school ski mask, you can't
see. I've seen Dark Knight.
Okay.
What's the other one? Money Heist? What's the one that Missoula loves quoting? The Town? But they have different masks on.
They got the scary nun mask on.
Right?
They had all kinds of masks going on over there. I mean, look, none of them beat. One movie you need to watch, by the way, Point Break. The original. Now, don't bother with the remake.
We wear for Halloween? We got our boss's approval to dress up on Halloween on the fan cam.
Okay, and we're supposed to go to some Odyssey Halloween party on Wednesday.
Should we make it a two-for-one costume?
I think it's
right
a two-for-one deal.
First of all, are you thinking full or just mask? Are you thinking
full
costume?
No. I mean, I was thinking,
we have a lot of ideas. So
I've got one that it's pretty much, I've never done it before, and I've talked about it for years and years and years. Vincent Vega.
Who's that? Let me look it up.
You've never seen I know you haven't. Have you not seen Pulp Fiction, Trevor? You know, it's a lot easier to hear you when you talk to the microphone.
Yeah, you're right. I thought I had still had my microphone on.
Oh, I've seen this guy before. Yeah, I've seen this guy before.
There you go.
You're going to be Vega. Him?
Yeah.
But then you have... But. Then
he's got hair, though.
Yeah, a wig. It's a wig.
Trevor could pull this off.
Yeah, see, all you got to do is buy a wig, Blake. That's it. I got to do is buy a wig.
Doesn't feel true to the character.
Then you got
to. What do you mean it doesn't feel true to the character?
Like, Trevor could do that with no wig. You're going to put on a wig to be this person?
That's all I got to do. I own everything else in the uniform.
What, the suit? All I'm seeing is a suit.
Exactly. All I got to do is put on a...
I own everything. Like, it's some unique item. That's exactly just right. A black suit.
I mean, I just put on a wig and go. What are you talking about?
Be more creative. Like Crash Bandicoot.
More creative? Who's Crash Bandicoot?
You.
What?
No, I don't want to be Crash Bandicoot.
Give me some other options.
Vega. That's what I want to be.
You don't get a choice.
No, I do. I want to be Vincent Vega. I put the wig on, all right, wear the suit, boom, done.
He's got to do the GIF. That's all I care about.
I will say,
the other one.
Which one?
Where is it? I don't see when they're in the apartment, you know? Yeah.
Push the button to talk.
Last year I was Men in Black, and I was a killer.
Yeah.
I had a little earpiece in, had the little... it's called.
But that's just wearing a suit too.
I was going to say, bro, like what are you talking about? You did the exact same thing.
Sunglasses.
Go get a pen. Find a pen.
I had the earpieces in the pen.
Oh,
it was a killer at the party.
Yeah.
Let me.
So how is you being Men in Black any less creative than me being Vincent Vega, one of the most iconic movie characters of the last 50 years?
Cheat code, because look, boom, you shoot your shot at the party. It goes well, you don't say anything. It doesn't go well, you pull your little pen out and you go, just forget everything that just happened.
Let me tell you something. I go to a party dressed as Vincent Vega with women my age. I'm cleaning up. Wow. Period. End of story. Cleaning up.
We're talking about not a work party, guys.
Non-work party.
It's crazy that y'all, like, my thought of dressing up is doing something weird and funny, and then you guys are like, I'm going to clean up. This is definitely different caliber.
I wasn't
thinking. Hold on. What are you talking about? What do you mean?
I dressed up as a pirate last year.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed that. I've got another costume that you guys are going to have no idea about that's going to happen this year. So, like, again, it's just things that, like, it's just completely different because I do it for the humor. I love a humor of a costume.
You're going for the sex
appeal. What do you think I'm doing it? I mean, I'm just saying
you're not pulling up with a wig, Sandman. People are going to laugh.
You never know. You don't know what I look like as Vincent Vega. You have no idea.
There's no way you're cleaning up if that's the case.
Oh, dang. Little
this is what I'm saying.
There.
No, but what I'm saying is the thought, there's a different thought process when it comes to
you're saying he's
going to
look
costume.
Dumb.
Not saying that he's going to look dumb. I'm saying your thought process is to go in, I'm going to look sharp. I got a suit on. I got my nice black tie. The same thing with the Men in Black outfit.
You must not. You know what?
Both of you guys pause. home run or not before Shohei's
home? He's not.
Okay, I'm going home run. Okay, continue.
First of all, you've never seen me in a suit, number one.
Okay. I see your picture.
Look, the aura, the vibes in person.
We've seen the fan camp picture.
You're just used to seeing me in gym clothes and KU gear.
I'm saying it's not funny.
Your profile picture, when everyone is waiting on the YouTube to see our show come on, is you in a suit.
Eyebrow. You're doing your
just because you see it versus actually experiencing it, two different things.
This is what I'm saying is that you're going to clean up. Not to be funny.
Don't worry about it. You know what?
Not to have a good time.
Don't worry about what I'm about to do. Okay? Don't worry about what I'm going to do.
I think we should be something that's somewhat of a duo. I think that'd be funny.
You can be Jules.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's literally where I was going with it. You just wear your suit instead of Men in Black.
That's it. Just put all you need. All you need is a wig. All you need is a Samuel Jackson wig. Boom, you're done.
He could have probably done it without if he didn't have his braids in. Now
was he have no hair in the movie?
No, he's got a little afro.
Just a little.
I can do that.
Like a little Jerry curl.
But that's what I'm saying. Told me I would have just cut my hair.
I mean, we literally just talked about it tonight.
I was thinking we could be Scooby Doo and Shaggy.
No, I don't want to do that.
Maybe Daphne and Velma.
No, I'm down.
No. I know. Yeah, we know he is. We know Trevor. He is. We know he is. Or I'll be the wolf.
The dog.
Huh?
The dog. And
again, it's a Pulp Fiction reference. You have no idea what I'm talking about.
Why is that? Is all you're going to do all show? Just make Pulp Fiction references?
You asked me who I wanted to be for Halloween.
And I gave you two answers,
and that's it. That's it. I don't care about Halloween the way you guys do.
Yeah, I don't care what Fred's anymore. 877-881-1053. Text in what me and Fred should be for Halloween. We're going to be dressing up on the fan cam for Halloween. Whatever the most popular thing is, text it in. We'll dress up as that for Halloween.
I'm going to be Gerard Butler's character from Den of Thieves.
Like what? What is all these? Like, do something that everybody would know.
I just watched. I don't need Citizen last night.
That's a great movie, by the way.
I don't mind a niche costume.
That's it. I'm a niche kind of guy. How about that? Okay.
Text into the program and we'll dress up as that.
Maybe I'll be Jason Statham. I'll be Frank Martin.
If you have to shave your head, though, I don't know if you
do
that.
Oh, that's a good call. Yeah, we're not doing that.
Do a Jason Statham tease.
I knew you were going to go with that.
Do a tease going out, and then I'll let you dress up. Do the tease of the accent.
Hold on. I got to think of my what do we get?
What's the beekeeper? That was an awful movie. I'm pissed I watched that.
I started to watch it, man. Jason Statham, man. I love him so much, but my God. He hasn't done a good movie in a long time. All right. So what does Jerry think about our boy, Trayvon Diggs? And more importantly, what's Shoddy think of the latest and greatest game over in Denver? What are their chances and his thoughts on Bo Nix? Don't go anywhere. This is Fan After Dark.
Coming up next.
The show goes on right here on Fan After Dark on a Friday night. Text in 877-881-1053. I know a lot of you guys, there's a good number of games that were already done today or yesterday. So let us know, did your team play last night? Did your team play this afternoon? A lot of games got moved from the evening to the afternoon. So let us know how your game went today. Or if you're playing right now, to let us know how things are going for you. Arlington Martin, they won last night, did they not?
That I don't know.
877-881-1053.
I think so.
I think they did.
So we got a bunch of things going on in the studio right now. Thing number one, World Series. Game number one, Blue Jays, Dodgers. I got the Blue Jays. Fred's got the Dodgers. It's the bottom of the first round. Blake Snell on the mound for the Dodgers. We've got UNT versus Charlotte. They're tied up at 17. 2 minutes left in the second on our bottom screen.
Barnburner.
We've got Knicks versus Celtics on our little monitors. We're going to change that to Mavs here at 7:30. The Mavs and Wizards will kick off. And I think that's all the games going on, right?
That's all we got right now.
You guys are
we've got right now.
Lighting up the text line.
Love to hear
on what me and Fred should be as Halloween. We got some audio to get to, so at 7:48, I can read the text.
Well, I tell you what, why don't you read one or two now, just to get people lathered up a little bit, just to kind of whet that appetite and see if folks can. What do you got? What?
I just like lathered up. Just like that. Yeah. I'm about it. All right.
I love it, Val. I love it.
All right.
Who doesn't like getting lathered up?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm about it. You know?
Seriously. It's Friday night. If you can't get lathered up on a Friday night, something's wrong with you.
Old head Fred should be Vincent Vega. Blake should be Jules. And Trevor should be Zed.
Oh, now that's an epic trio right there.
Someone said.
That's an epic trio right there.
Y'all should be Danny Green and Tom Thibodeau.
Wait, Zed? No, we don't want you to be Zed. No, we want you to be Butch. We don't want him to be Zed.
Fred should be Stephen A. Smith. He wouldn't have to change a thing. 601, dress up as a poker x-ray table. You guys should be PB&J, two giant slices of bread, or a giant yin-yang symbol. Some Bailey the Bird.
Okay.
You need to be the pair where one of you is African-American and one of you is Caucasian.
Well, it's original.
Go as Jerry and Micah.
That's every day.
Someone said go as Jerry and Micah.
It's not a bad call.
Keep texting them in. Whatever the most popular or the one we think is the best, we'll do it.
I'll be Troy and you can be Michael Irvin.
What if we were Chauncey Billups, Rose,
there you KG? Go.
He's the agent that gets us caught. That's
I'll tell you what. Well, and we'll get to that in the 8 o'clock hour because did anybody find it interesting what Chauncey's hoodie of choice was today?
I didn't see it.
You haven't seen it?
No.
Okay.
Is he still coaching? They haven't like.
Oh no! Tiago Splitter has been named the. He's the interim coach. But he left the courthouse today. And
what was his hoodie? I didn't see it.
We'll tell you when you come back.
Is
we'll
it inappropriate?
No.
Oh
no.
Okay. Can you give me a hint? Is it like a sports thing? Like a blazer?
Let's just say it's an agency, a well-known agency.
And he wore it.
And he wore it.
Just tell me. I'm.
Take a guess. Hey, what's the
clutch?
What? There you go. He came out wearing a hoodie that said Clutch Sports Agency across the front of it.
Rich Paul's like, I don't know who this guy is.
That or, well.
Is he a clutch agent or a clutch
person? See, that's what people are speculating that Chauncey's saying, look, either y'all get me out of this or I'm snitching.
Oh,
the internet's running wild.
Like he's not a clutch agent but or a clutch representative, whatever. Part of Clutch, but he's just like, hey,
or he knows he's that there's Clutch. He knows that there's Clutch affiliations and or inclusion. Oh,
this is how I started the show yesterday, man. Hey, this is not just gonna be Chauncey and Terry Rozier, and we forget about the story in a week.
This is the
NBA is getting investigated.
No, I think here's the reality of it.
And you think there's one on each team?
I don't know that there's one on each team. I mean, would I be surprised about it at all? No. We're going to hear from Tim Donaghy, too, and we're going to hear from another former mob boss who's been doing this for years. We'll get their thoughts on it. But more importantly, you got to wonder, okay, how much is this leaking into other sports? And are we going to find out, like, all four? I mean, like, I think we're going to get to the point where we're going to find out that, I mean, there's just this huge underbelly of nefarious activity going on with when it comes to gambling and fans.
Because how many times do we see on Twitter these random spreads getting covered and we're like, oh, circumstantial, coincidence. Oh,
I mean, that's been a lot of what's been on today. I mean, they showed a couple times where Chauncey Billups, the team was up, you know, they were on a 10-0 run and then he took out their best player when they started to get within the spread. I mean, it's a little too weird,
really.
Do we think
Chauncey's the only person in pro sports doing that? It's for the FBI to figure out, I guess.
That's for the FBI to figure out.
Mr. Patel.
Or that's for
Chauncey. Someone to start
Chauncey
talking.
Chauncey to let everybody know. Someone's going to tell.
That's the thing I gave you yesterday. Hey, we're going to give you 20 years, but we'll give you 10 if you tell us who was with you.
Oh, no. Look, I mean, it's all about the immunity. It's all about, you know, deals being cut. I mean, look, Chauncey's not going down. Chauncey ain't trying to go to prison. Because this carries like a 20-year prison sentence, tops. Chauncey Billups is not going to prison.
Somebody low at the bottom of the totem pole takes all the hit. And when you get out, we got you a brand new life. Mansions.
Well, there's that. And then there's the whole, you know, how this whole thing, again, they were probably doing something, you know, investigating something else. Somebody else started talking about, oh, by the way, look over here, look over there. And the next thing you know, boom, here we are.
We just had three people texting Shohei. That investigation is about to open back up with Shohei.
No, because the interpreter's already in prison. Ain't nothing open. Look, baseball shut that down quick. Because you're not going to, I'm sorry, but you're not going to convince me that Shohei Ohtani didn't know $17 million was being stolen out of his personal account. You're just not going to tell me that.
Yeah.
All right.
And the thing about, not to get too psychological, everybody lies. So even when people start coming forward, it's like everybody has an agenda. Even if someone 100%. Comes out and says, hey, I'm the one that did it. And we're like, okay, someone admitted to it. That's who did it. Investigation over. It's like, that's exactly what they wanted you to think. There's one person, isolate him, take him to jail. We'll take care of him on the back end, and we're good.
It's over.
It's over.
Nothing to look. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. Speaking of nothing to see, do we have any updates to see on Donovan Wilson and Trayvon Diggs? This is courtesy of your GM and owner, Jerry Jones.
Well, again, as you know, those are the standard answers. Game time. But I would say that questionable at this time on both accounts.
So did he downgrade them during his own interview in the answer? It started out as game time to questionable.
And then do we have the Steven cut of him talking about them?
We don't have Steven.
Well, Steven says they're both out on his interview. He says Donovan Wilson and Diggs won't play.
Interesting. Yeah. Do we know who's starting for?
No.
Do we know who's starting for Donovan?
No. Not that I know. I listened to the interview. I was just listening to G-Bag interview Steven today, and they're both out.
Okay. Well, that being said, then, is there a position that is there a position out there that the Cowboys will be looking for specifically, provided they win on Sunday?
Not really, and I'm reluctant to say, and you for the obvious reason. You know that players are every day highly, our players are highly sensitive to their positions. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I don't talk about during the season. That conversation before the season starts is just a part of the game for the players. But in being sensitive to our team, being sensitive to the construct of getting ready to play Denver, I don't really get into specifics as it might impact the mentality of a player that's playing Sunday. And of course, but looking at competition on an area means that it can mean additional help for a player, but often it concerns them and should. So I don't talk about it much.
Tell you what, Jerry's never afraid to tell you how he feels and then end it with you feeling more confused after the answer than you did before you asked said question. All right, this is let's see if we can get a little more clarity. This is Shoddy, and a lot's been made. I know Jake Ferguson was asked about it on G-Bag. I think Steven was asked about it as well, but Shoddy was asked. I know different players have been asked all throughout the week as far as media availability was concerned. We know that it's, what, the Mile High City. We do know that there is a shortness of breath consideration when you're playing over there in the Mile High Stadium. Shoddy, how do you prepare for the altitude in Denver?
You know, I think it goes both ways. I think there is an impact. How much it is, I mean, look, unless you're going to move out there for a couple weeks and try to get acclimated, which no one's going to do, I mean, it's part of what you do. The big thing you do is you focus on hydration. You focus on the things you can control. And, you know, there's oxygen out there for all the guys. And but, again, I think it does – I mean, it does play a little bit of a factor. It helps in the kicking game for sure. You know, everybody thinks Brandon Aubrey should kick a 90-yard field goal this game, and maybe we'll try it, maybe we won't. But, you know, it definitely does have a little bit of an impact. But I do think you can get too overwhelmed with it, and we're not trying to do that.
So, as he alluded to, unless you plan on moving out there for 2 weeks, and no one's going to do that, which he's not wrong about that, you just got to kind of go with it and just be ready, stay hydrated, and let's not pretend like these guys aren't already in good shape anyway. So,
I'm looking at Javonte, man. Javonte, I need you to be a leader on Sunday. You
well,
played
and
in
he, I was going to say, he's used to it. So, I don't expect any issues from Javonte. Again, my guy is... ironically enough, or for whatever reason, I'm circling Jadon Blue. Last but certainly not least,
for real,
yeah.
You think in a game with high altitude where he hasn't played very well, and Javonte's former team, Jadon Blue, could be an X factor?
I do.
Okay. Are you thinking like in limited spots he makes big plays, or you think he plays a bigger role and gets more opportunities, or do you think he gets two or three catches?
I think this will be the best game. Whether it's a key first down, whether it's, let's put it this way, when Javonte has been gone to the bench, you've seen nothing, right? Mm-hmm. Like running back wise, it's
just, I mean, where's the next play?
Since Miles Sanders had the big play against the Eagles,
first
game of the year when he got caught by Zach Bond, or the fumble,
we haven't thought of any backup running back having any.
There hasn't
play.
Been one exactly. All right, Jadon Blue, I think, is going to do something that reminds you, okay, this is why you went out and got this guy.
Not a hot take, but the player of the game will be Jake Ferguson for me. I don't think it's a hot take, but I think he's going to get fed targets. I get to see it being intermediate, short. It's going to be the him and Javonte show. I think it's going to be less about CD and Pickens this week.
I don't think. One of those guys is going to have to make a play.
No, I think they'll make plays. I'm just saying, as far as like who leads the team in targets, who's getting first downs over and over, I think it's going to be Javonte and Jake. It's going to be more ground and pound, bruiser rather than flashy.
I can see Flanoy having a decent game.
Maybe, yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
Somebody, look, you're going to have to use...
Mingo, maybe he gets up, you know, where he's still working back.
Well, they suggested today there's a good chance he might be inactive.
Yeah.
This Sunday. Which and we're done talking about Tolbert at this point.
The Cowboys don't even... probably like bring him up. You know when they start talking about the group as
but
the
he
general?
Still keeps showing up on, but they trot him saying. Out there on
then
game
it's
days.
The wide receiver three every game day.
They, I mean, you don't hear squat about Jalen Tolbert all week
they
long.
They don't even hype him up. Dude, they're not like, hey, we got man. Plans for JT and he's been working.
Hell, the unless social you ask media it, team doesn't even
unless
put
you
him
ask
anything.
Them a direct question about Jalen Tolbert, they don't bring it. They'll bring up Turp and they're like, we got Turp, you know, he's coming back, he's a speed guy we want to get it to. Ryan's doing some good things. Jalen Brooks.
Was
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'll tell you what, your boy Mestemaker, melting down before our eyes right now.
No, we're good. We're good.
Driving in the red zone was the North Texas Mean Green and a just back-breaking interception.
Okay. We'll go ahead and change it. Yeah, we're good.
That's tough.
Yeah, we're good.
That's tough. And, you know, I could live with this if Charlotte had, say, 2 wins, but they don't.
That's okay. Yeah, we're fine.
Just one.
We're fine.
Just one. All right, coming up next, friend of the program and 11-year defensive back. So we're going to be peppering him with plenty of defensive secondary questions. Mr. Corey Chavis joins us next, talking all things NFL football. Don't go anywhere.
This segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world, they got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Silverado, Tahoes, Blazers, Malibus, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Relax and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
To all of our Tolos and Fatties over in Parker County, take cover as there, or at the very least, keep your head on a swivel as there is a tornado warning in Parker County. So I want to say that's out by Weatherford.
Someone said, why are y'all not talking about Gilbert Arenas being the reason this all got shut down? We have. We talked about that yesterday.
We talked about that yesterday. We'll play some of the audio that he went out and said today because he was very clear that he had nothing to do with either of those things. So, and one thing I will say about Gilbert Arenas, he does not shy away from controversy and or confrontation. And so he was very clear today on his podcast how he felt about being linked to either Chauncey Billups or Damon Jones.
Quick update, Mavs up 5-4, same starting lineup as 2 days ago on opening night, the big lineup with Cooper Flagg and PJ Washington in there.
We'll keep you posted. Let's go out to the DNM Leasing Hotline. Welcome to the program, former All-Pro, former Pro Bowler, and just all-around great human being, 11-year NFL veteran, Mr. Corey Chavis. Corey, you're not in Parker County right now, are you?
No, I'm not in Parker County right now, man, but I'm definitely sending out my prayers to anybody that could be affected, man. I hope everything stays nice, calm, and safe out that way.
When it comes to a tornado, have you ever been part of a tornado where a tornado hit where you're at first before I ask this question?
Yeah, I had quite a bit of them that hit, you know, relatively close to me, especially when I lived up in Missouri. Mm-hmm. There's a pretty big area for tornadoes as well. I remember one time I got caught out here on my RV, and I felt like it was about to turn over. It was about 75-mile-an-hour winds. Mm-hmm. I wasn't quite a tornado. But I was just right in the middle of a parking lot doing some work, and it got it kind of me caught up a little bit. So, the fear of everything that you've ever experienced comes to pass real quick during one of those situations. And the only thing you can do is pray.
I was going to ask, what are your tornado practices? Praying, of course, a big part of mine as well. But my grandma used to always have us go in the kind of like pantry where all the snacks were and bring blankets and flashlights. Was there any kind of practices that you had with anybody that's experienced tornado, something, maybe a hack having this in there with you or whatever you did with that to give anybody who might be listening right now that might be having a tornado coming to them?
Yeah, if you got a basement, and everybody doesn't have one, but definitely take cover in the basement and then go in the bathroom when you're in that basement. And then if you've got, you know, like try to stay away from windows, particularly if you have any type of room, kind of like what you were talking about with the pantry where you can avoid some of the potential debris from the windows, things like that, and lower level. I would always suggest whatever the lower level, if it's a one story, maybe whatever room has the least amount of windows around.
Tell you what, Corey Chavis, world-class defensive back, world-class tornado and, you know, dangerous weather preparedness guy, too. Never stops. He didn't have that on his bingo card today. All right, let's get down to it, man, because I'll tell you what, and I've been dying to get you on the air to talk about this, because it's like, who do I know that can answer this, you know, intelligently and honestly? Much has been made about this Dallas Cowboys secondary, all right, and the fact that, okay, Eberflus runs a zone system, but these guys are used to man-to-man, and they want to play more of man-to-man, but yet Eberflus has got him in a zone. Then they play a little bit more man-to-man this past weekend against a Commander team that was down as top three wide receivers, and they looked a lot better than they had in the last, you know, pretty much all season. Kind of explain to the explainable listener what exactly the biggest differences are between zone and man, and are you buying into this idea that, okay, guys have to play, if you're a zone guy, you're a zone guy, and there's not a lot of crossover between the two schemes?
Well, I feel like it's there in terms of the crossover, it would depend on, are you talking about going up and playing press man, which if you're playing press man coverage, then now you probably more times than not in the NFL have a safety in the middle of the field. Sometimes you don't if you're running some type of all-out pressure package where there's no middle of the field defender. Or are you talking about cover one? For me, you could be playing cover one from an off alignment, or the same thing that's kind of similar to cover one would be on the outside, lanes. The cornerbacks are playing more of a three deep look, which in a lot of those three deep packages, which is zone, is sort of quasi zone and man. So those things have different principles where you got some man in it, and then sometimes you may have some zone in it. So those could be some of the problems that you may run into, because when you start mixing, even in quarters coverage, when you're talking about four deep coverage, now all of a sudden there's some man principles involved and some zone principles. So a lot of the complaints, I would imagine, could come from combination coverages, which are, you know, pretty prevalent in the NFL week to week.
Would you say that some guys for Eberflus's defense that doesn't exactly pertain to their skill set, or even in the vice versa, guys that aren't getting playing time that would pertain more to that skill set? Because that seems to be a big talking point, is these are zone guys, these are man guys, or is there guys on the bench you're like, hey, if I was in that defensive back room, or if I was in that defense room, I would be putting these type of guys, these type of cats that the Cowboys have out on the field more.
Yeah, well, I think with Diggs and then also Bland, I mean, I think they can, they're multidimensional to me. They can do some things in off coverage in terms of reading and reacting and also play a little bit of off or press man. You saw a couple of times this year where Diggs got a little bit of trouble with some of his press bell man techniques and gave up some stuff. But overall, I think he can do both. I think Bridges is somebody who has the length to be able to also play a lot of press man and some press bell techniques, not maybe a slick off man cover guy. Then you got some of the other guys who I think can do multiple things. Now, Elam is probably more a better in press man. That would probably be his best cup of tea. I don't necessarily think that off man is maybe the greatest thing that he does. He can do it well enough. But he's been in a system before in Buffalo that has multiple coverages. So he should be able to play in a variance of schemes, in my opinion, after having that experience at Buffalo, although that didn't necessarily go so well. So I think the cornerback room really has the ability to play multiple coverages. A little bit surprised to see, particularly with all the touchdown interception returns here over the last 3 or 4 years, that they're clamoring so much for in man coverage, you don't get your eyes on the ball quite as much.
So I'll just ask you straight up, do you think the Dallas Cowboys have the roster that this defense could turn around, or do they have to make a move if they want to be a playoff caliber team?
Well, I think it's going to all start with continuing to be able to, and I think I've told you guys this before, what my biggest thing is always is going to be whether or not you can stop the run. Now, you've got some defenders who are getting a little bit better in that case. You've got a little bit more activity from Shamar James in recent weeks. I think Overshown coming back is going to be the key. You know, I feel like that up front, there's still some question marks there in terms of whether you can consistently hold the point of attack. I think you can see some improvements there, though, as the season has gone on, slight improvements. I mean, you still gave up over 200 yards rushing. That Carolina game scares me against Dowdell, just being able to effortlessly run the ball and get movement up front. So that does scare me some. But you need probably even a little bit more activity with the linebacking core, and they're going to have to continue to do that without necessarily a huge body up front. You know, now you've got, I believe, Clark with some elbow issues maybe, but, I mean, he started most of the games or every game this season. So, again, you know, Odigizuwe, you know, he's, you know, a pretty active interior run defender. Are they going to just start holding people to 110 and 120 yards a game rushing? I don't necessarily see that, particularly after the last four games. But they did have a two-game stretch earlier in the year where they held opponents down, but that was because they were getting the ball thrown all over the field.
Well, and you know what? And they didn't look terrible against the Commanders, against the run, right? I mean, that was a team that came in as one of the top 10 rushing teams in the NFL. So at the very least, you know, you can sort of hang your hat on that. And you got a Denver Bronco team that me and Blake talked about this last night. You know, for everybody that wants to say, well, they're not good at running the ball. I mean, they're sixth in the NFL right now at running the football. Maybe they're not the flashiest offense in the world, but I think there's a lot more sizzle to this Denver Bronco offense that people are giving it credit for. But let me ask you this, because this is something that I think when you talk about reinforcements and what you look to bring to the, you know, whether, and again, Overshown will be back in a few weeks, you know, TBD on what he's going to bring to the table as far as just from his health perspective. But one guy that, and I know you know this from your Draft Nasty magazine, is Siavon Revel. And, you know, he had a setback apparently a few months ago, which is why he's still not on this active roster yet. But it sounds like he could be somebody that's going to be back here in a couple weeks. Two things. One, what did you like about him coming out of college from what you remember about and seeing him? And then two, how much can we actually, like, legitimately expect out of him, considering this is a guy who's coming in, you know, 10 weeks into the NFL season and has never played NFL football before and is coming in off an ACL injury?
So there would be a gradual maybe an indoctrination into the lineup. Now, when he was in school, all of the things that you would expect from a smaller guy, he could do at a taller height. He has outstanding field speed. When you talk about being aggressive and coming up and supporting the run, he could do quite a few of those things rather impressively. When I say field speed, I thought he almost had rare field speed. I would have liked to have seen him run the 40-yard dash if he hadn't gotten hurt. I would have expected him to run somewhere probably in the 4.3 range at, you know, what is he, 100 and 95 to 205 pounds, yeah. Probably 6'2", 6'3". So I thought that those characteristics, and I thought he had relatively good ball skills in terms of being able to find the ball late in the down the field. Those are some of the things that I like the most about Rebel. And I feel like that what he'll bring is just more versatility to your defensive backfield. And that, and at this stage, you know, particularly mid-season, you could kind of bring him in, bring him along slowly, but yet get him some reps if he's, you know, proves to be relatively healthy and he has enough confidence from his practice reps.
This is just something I've been wanting to ask you. It's kind of a two-parter right here when it comes to kind of how Diggs has gone about and Eberflus is their relationship with the man zone stuff. How much of a, when you're a defensive back in that room and a guy of Diggs' caliber that's made some Pro Bowls, been an All-Pro, led the league in interceptions, how much of a say-so does he have in that room to say, hey, I want to play more man, and Eberflus is going, hey, I'm a zone guy. And then the second part of that is when guys are getting paid top of the market at the cornerback position, which Bland and Diggs are getting, do you have to just be able to do whatever? Like, you should be able to be a man corner and a zone corner and shut down this guy. Like, we're paying you top of the market, so we can't have you be just a niche one-trick pony, if you will.
Well, I think you got to look at the other side of the field you're playing this weekend. You know, all of a sudden you draft a guy in the first round, Jahdae Barron, and he comes in and maybe he thinks he's going to start. But you got Riley Moss already there. And Riley Moss is, to me, one of the better cornerbacks in the NFL. And he didn't become one of the better cornerbacks in the NFL by choosing, you know, what was going to happen depending on the coverage that Vance Joseph decides to call. So, for example, if they call cover three and they run three receivers away, and it just so happens that Surtain is on the three receiver side, well, more than likely the coverage will dictate you're in man on the backside. A lot of times that's just kind of how some of the coverages that are called zone do work, either by motion or alignment. So there's situations where you'll end up in man, and it may be zone, and then how do you play that? Do you play it with the technique you want to? Is it a certain way Coach Eberflus is trying to tell you to play that? I mean, those things are things that I wouldn't have the answers to, but that's what is predicated based on motion. And all these motions that you see, you know, so much from these teams, there's a reason why they're motioning. They're motioning to create matchups. And sometimes those matchups can change your coverage from zone to man. And those are the things that people sometimes, when they say, okay, we'd rather be, maybe that coverage is going over towards his side, and he's a little frustrated because now they're isolating away from him, and they're isolating somebody in particular, and I'm sure he's going through that a little bit as well. But those are some things that are kind of out of the control of the defense. Now, if you do call man from the snap, then that motion will often dictate it for the offense, and you'll give away some keys. So mixing those things up, I think, is important. I mean, in his defense, you should be allowed some leeway in your technique as you get up in age and in terms of experience, like he's done productively.
All right, real quick, man, real quick. We got about 30 seconds. Vandy, Mizzou, tomorrow, who wins and why?
Vanderbilt. It's going to be tough, though. I think Missouri's got one of the better run defenses in the SEC, really in the country, period.
Yeah.
They've got an excellent run game. It's good versus good. We've got an excellent run game. Alexander, our running back, is a little bit banged up. We have Pavia versus Prabula, similar styles. I think Pavia's got the slight edge there in terms of the overall moxie. So look for Vanderbilt with the very, very underrated defense.
Okay.
That's something everybody talks about Pavia, but Vanderbilt's underrated defense versus a very good Missouri defense could be a defensive struggle.
23-16, Vandy. 23-16, Vandy. Yeah. I'm calling it right now. Corey, great stuff from you as always, my friend. I'm holding it to you right now for the entire world to hear. Next time you join us, we'll be in studio.
Let's make it happen, man. Let's make it happen. Been on the road a lot lately.
Hey,
Arkansas Mountains last week.
Hey,
man.
Brother, you're out there.
Fanball all over the mountains.
Hey, man, you're out there doing the damn thing. Look, be careful out there this weekend. Holler at me when you get back.
Absolutely. I really appreciate y'all having me on. Thank you so much.
Always. All right, let's talk a little more football when we come back. We got some Mavs to get into, give you some updates on what's going on. Your text messages and more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Fan After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.